Blog Talk Radio.
Salam to Tenayus Pelin. Greetings. Erev Tov. Yes, I. Malcolm, Malcolm, Malcolm. Meshet. Yes, good evening, brothers and sisters. For the T to T here for the Tuesday podcast. Apologies, apologies. Salicha, Slakia. Yes, I. Yikita, Nay. Yes, from the first light, first light, we had Psalm 20, a prayer before Baal. It was in the Midrash when suddenly the whole podcast had dropped, technical difficulties, you know, that caused that right there. Hopefully we have a chance and opportunity to kind of share more of the full of full on the Midrash to study on the previous light psalm, daily psalm, Psalm 20, a prayer before Baal. Yes, I, Rastafari. Apologies right there. But here for the Tuesday podcast, we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 132. Also a very, very significant chant, Isis, and also the reasoning for today's daily psalm. But here in the season, we have the fourth sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Wa Yera, and he appeared, the Holy Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, the Beit Abraham, in the Beit, in the house of Abraham. And today's daily psalm is also very, very key. There's a Rhema word from Rastafari, from Kenamawi Hadassalasi, from Rastafari, from the autobiographer's majesty concerning the vow. And this is a particularly Davidic psalm, today's daily psalm here in the season, the reason for the season. Well, Mekai and I ride up here for the third day of the Shabua, the third day of the seven, here for the T to T, the Testify Tuesday, Rastafari Tuesday podcast right here. Yes, I make I and I testify, St. Peter, Peter Dodge.
has done for I keep on telling you that I'm gonna testify. What Jah has done for I. Satan is working every day, trying to lead you on astray. Yeah. Be careful of who you obey, or you'll be going in Satan's way. And that's why I've got to testify. Watch out.
St. Peter was testifying for the T to T, Testify Tuesday right here, here, here. And the standing psalm, the evening psalm, right off the evening psalm, Psalm 82 right here, 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 for the Testify Tuesday here for the third day of the seven, third day of the Shavua,
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet. Mizmor
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim
Yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations.
The evening psalm, Psalm 82. Rights, the rights of the poor, but there's something, Rosh Shiloh. What do I say about this generation right here, this generation?
Oh, oh, oh. Yes, now, oh, well, now, yeah. Something about this generation. They're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation. They're often dangerous. Something about this generation. Their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation. When we say peace, they say war.
Quote and quote,
cool than cool. Speak the truth and do it ever. Ooh, cool diggy, cool diggy.
When I go look back but here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a soldiers of the cross. When I go look back but here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a soldiers of the cross. Cause ladder, miss a week.
Something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. People often lose control for material things. They sell their souls, blinded by vanity. See their best friends as enemies, not remembering the love from His Majesty. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation, all been dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Sticky, sticky situation I see. Enemies on the rise, brutal and evil, devils in the sky. They cut, they fight, war and terror they play. Big guns, long knives, they shed in blood every day. Something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Oh, something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Help your brother out and don't delay. Please help him today, for he can change from his evil ways. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Oh,
generation is generation. May I and I be the generation and that seek his face, help one another, together, together. Yes, I, Rastafari, the Rastafari Tuesday podcast, right here, 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 calling, calling, calling. For the more I and I are together, sugar, my not. Yes, I, togetherness, togetherness, help one another.
Oh. we are together, the happier we shall be. The more we are together, that's the only way.
Together, come together. Yes, I calling, calling, calling. Give ear right here, 515-602-9761, as we mentioned. First light, we had Psalm 20, a prayer before a battle, a prayer before a battle. It was in the Midrash when the podcast and the grace period and the overflow time when the podcast had dropped out. Hopefully we have a chance to share that reasonment right there. But come. We go up, Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, here. Bob Marley here. Come, we go up, Jerusalem, ascend, make heights, Aliyah, here.
We don't care who likes this or not, as long as we know it's the truth. As long as we know it's the truth.
Every law is illegal.
Every government appointees what they serve today is illegal. Come we go up at Jerusalem one more time. Come we go up at Jerusalem one more time. We have to pray, yes we have to pray. We have to pray for the judgment day. So come we go up at Jerusalem. And aspiration crumble in front of their face, and all of their wicked intention to destroy the human race. Oh, I believe. Oh, I believe. Oh, I believe in reggae music. Thank you. God, Ethiopia, one more time. Coming up by Ethiopia one more time. We are gonna pray, yes, we are gonna pray. We are gonna sing to you cause only night and day. So coming up by Ethiopia one more time. The key, talk to who, speak to me. You bring the voice of the Rasta man to communicate with everyone. And so I know, and that's how I know, and that's how I know. It's reggae music. Crumble in front of their face. All of their wicked intention to destroy the human race. Oh, I believe, and that's how I know, and that's how I know. It's reggae music. It's reggae music.
Hannah Selassie, Bob Marley, the Wailers, tune right there. Come, make we go up a Jerusalem. Jerusalem, we go up to Yerushalayim to make a sense, to make Aliyah. And today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, we have Psalm 132, Mizmor of Lamed Beit, Psalm CXXXII. And it's a Shir HaMa'elot. It's a shir, a song, hama'alot, 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 of a sense of going up. Here we have Jah, promise, His yea and his amen will be fulfilled. Now, this means more. This chant, this eyes is here, according to the royal order, Psalm 132, is different from all the other songs of ascents. The song of ascents in the KJV is brought out as a song of degrees, making heights. It's different. Today's daily psalm, Jah's promise will be fulfilled, one of the themes. It's different in length and style, yet the thought it contains is a suitable theme for a group of pilgrims making that heights in season. It's like going up to Ethiopia, to the gates of Zion, making the heights, going up, the Aliyah. So the theme of today's daily psalm is Jah's promise, his yea and his amen, his tesfah, the hope, the expectation, hatikwa, the hope, the expectation will be fulfilled. So here we have a pilgrim chant, a song of degrees, a song of ascents, and its form, it suggests that the psalm was sung, what they call antiphony, like a call and a response chant right here, just like the Isis, Ayabingi Isis. Now, verses 8 to 10 of today's daily psalm, Psalm 132, they reappear substantially in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, round about verse 41, at the end of Shlomo's tefillah of the Hanukkah, of Solomon's prayer of the livication of what's called the dedication, the livication of the house. But doubtless, the chronicler in Chronicles, it's a later telling of the history, bringing forward the history that we find in Kings, but it's after the Babylonian exile, after the return of the Babylonian exile, the book of Chronicles. So here the chronicler borrows, as it were, from the mizmor, from the psalm, from the chant, and not vice versa. Since the passage is not included in the version of 1 Kings. So understanding the various books in the scripts, because sometimes we can look into the books of the Kings, 1 and 2 Kings, and then when we look into like 1 and 2 Chronicles, we seem to have some of the same narratives, but with a slight change or maybe additional details here or there, or some details not there as we have right here. So the chronicler, the book of Chronicles, was written after the black Jews, the Yehudim, the Judahites returned during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. So it represents a kind of a retelling of the Chronicles and the history. So here we have the chronicler in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 41, at the end of Solomon's prayer of the Hanukkah. Hanukkah, what's Hanukkah? It's the livication of the house, also called the prayer of dedication. So the chronicler here, he borrows from the mizmor, from this psalm right here, and not that the psalm borrows from Chronicles, but it brings out in verses 8 to 10 the same essential idea. But the passage is not included in the earlier testimony of the history of the children of Israel in 1 Kings. Now, the composition here is no doubt post-exilic, written after the exile, after that return from the Babylonian captivity of the Judeans and the Judahites of the what's called the Southern Kingdom. And it gives voice to the disappointment. There's a disappointment that's aroused by the condition of Ha-Hekal, the condition of the temple and the condition of the nation in the age of Nehemiah. High hopes. There were high hopes and high expectations that had been only partially, to say the least, partially realized. Nevertheless, despair was avoided, avoiding that despair Even I and I in this generation, that Rhema word to I and I in this generation, when we look at even repatriation, when we look at some of the things that have gone on with the land grant, the Shashamani, the Malkota land grant given to we, the black people of the world, to the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated in 1937. Key man, Dr. Malaku, Emmanuel Bayan. So in the same sense, we have high hopes that had been and has been seemingly only partially realized or fulfilled. Nevertheless, it's avoiding despair. How do we avoid despair? Well, we take an example even from the previous generation, take example from those who have tried it, Yahweh, truth and life, even before I and I. So despair was avoided by the conviction, the conviction that strengthened by a pilgrimage. So even right here in this time, ones and ones, amongst many of I and I have, as of yet, hopefully, Jah willing, I and I will also make that aliyah, make that trod, but it's good to hear from ones and ones who have made that trod, even to Ethiopia, to the gates of Zion, and we have the example even from I-4, where that conviction is strengthened. Even though the hopes and the expectation have not been fully realized, strengthened by a pilgrimage, by a trod to Jerusalem, to Yerushalayim, even Ida City 2, Yerushalayim, even New Jerusalem, even Lalibela, Yesai, Rastafari, that the glorious promise, the yea and amen, made by Jehovah to Dawid, to David, would be discharged in full. That promise will be paid in full. So here, we have Jehovah, remember to Dawid, remember to David, all his affliction, how he swore to Jehovah and vowed to the mighty one of Yaakov, the mighty one of Jacob. What did he say? Surely I will not come into the tent of my house, nor go up, nor aliyah up, nor go up into the bed that is spread for me. I will not give sleep to mine eyes, nor slumber to mine eyelids until I find out a place for Jehovah, a dwelling place for the mighty one, for the Abir Yaakov, for the mighty one of Jacob. Yes, I, Rastafari, Davidic.
And what is true?
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore.
The sanctuary. So today's daily psalm is quite appropriate, right, to even I and I of this dispensation, of this generation, to hear how Dawid, even great King David, how he swore, how he vowed a vow, his strong desire, King David's strong desire to erect a Heikal in the Hebrew, the Heikal, a Beit Mikdash, a Beit, the house of the Mikdash, a Beit HaMekdesh, the house of the holy. We have this in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 7. He vowed, right, to create that dwelling place for the Abir of Yaakov, for the mighty one of Jacob, the mighty one of Jacob. Hear. When we say Yahweh, hey, Jehovah, Yahweh, he who be, who he be, he be the mighty one, the Abir Yaakov. He be the Abir Yaakov, the mighty one of Jacob. Now, again, right, we have this right here, twice in today's daily psalm. We have this here in the second verse, how he swore to Jehovah, to Yahweh, to he who be, who he be, and vowed to the Abir Yaakov, to the mighty one of Jacob. And then in verse 5, until in his vow, in that word sound that the psalmist here puts in Dawid's in his mouth, the word sound, until, we know that until the philosophies which holds one race superior, another inferior, those nine untils. Here he has an until I find out a place for Yahweh, for Jehovah, for he who be, we be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, for the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, a dwelling place for the Mighty One. Mishkanot, the place to shakan, a place to dwell, even for the Shekinah, Mishkanot, La Abir Yaakov, a dwelling place. Now in the Hebrew, it's interesting in the Hebrew because the Hebrew has Mishkanot. Mishkanot is actually dwelling places to shakan. Shakan in the Hebrew, to shakan, as we have the Mishkan, the sanctuary, the dwelling place. Here, dwelling places, La Abir Yaakov. So here we also have, right, the Hebrew Trinity, the Av, the Bain, the Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad, he who be, who he be, the one. And this corresponds even right here in the season with the fourth sabbatical study for this Rastafari sabbatical strong, Wayera, and he appeared, the Shalosh HaNashim, those three men, according to the Hebrew, bringing it out, the three mortal men, right? Some call them the three angels. We refer to the visitation in the Beit Abraham as the Hebrew Trinity, the Mishkanot La Abir Yaakov. So what do we have here? Originally, when we go to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 49, verse 24. This is like the pretext for this word sound, for this attribute of Jehovah, for he who be, who he be, who he be the mighty one of Jacob. So referring to Genesis chapter 49, verse 24, the plan to build HaHeikal, to build the temple, to build the Beit Mikdash, the Beit, the house, Mikdash of the holy in the Hebrew, the Beit Mikdash, in the Royal Amharic, coming from the Ge'ez construction, the Beit HaMekdesh, the Beit, the house of the Mekdesh of the Holy. This plan, and the plan was conceived by Dawid, by David HaMelech, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1. Jehovah had given him rest, Dawid rest from all his enemies round about. And because he had that rest from his enemies round about, he was able to build, and he sought to build the temple. and the victories, the Yeshuot, Yeshuot, word for salvation, the Hebrew, from that same root as the name of the Moshiach, Yeshua, Yeshuot, the victories, the salvations, they were attributable to Ha'ilahim, to Ha'alahayim, Ha'ilahim, to the power who had stood by the patriarch, has stood by the patriarch. So what does David say right here, from verse 3 to verse 5? Surely, he says, this is his vow. Remember the teaching of the vow in HaTorah, the vow, right? Even that vow of the Nazarene, the vow of the Nazarite, but the vow, the principle of the vow right here, how Dawid, remember to Dawid, remember to the well-beloved, remember to David, all his affliction, how he swore to Yahweh, to Jehovah, and vowed to the Abir Ra'ikov, surely I will not come into the tent of my house, nor go up into the bed that is spread for me. I will not give sleep to mine eyes, nor slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for Yahweh, for Jehovah, a dwelling place for the Abir Ya'ikol. So now the wording of the vow as here given is not the direct wording, but it brings out the intent of great King David, even as we find within the historical books, even Shemuel, even in Samuel, which Dawid spoke, which he intended. The tent of my house, the tent of my house, the tent that is my house. And the Hebrew brings out the sense of the tent that is my house. And tent here can be seen to be employed in a poetical sense for a building. But then the tent also, right, is this kind of tabernacle, right, this tabernacle even of the body, right, as we have this in the Brit Chadasha. A place for Jehovah, a place, makom. The Hebrew word is makom, makom, right, from the root and to come and to standing, like a standing place, almost like a parking space. It's interesting in the Hebrew and the Royal Amharic, that word makom. Makom could be like a parking space in a sense, but makom is like a standing space, right, the spot. Right, a makom la Yahuwah for Jehovah. Now, this here, just touching on some of the basics. This is explained. How is this to be explained? It's explained by 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1, where it reads in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1, how David prepared a place for the ark, for the ark. He prepared a place for the Ark of Ha'ilahim, Ark of Xavier, Ark of the Sustainer, a dwelling place. Once again, the Hebrew Mishkanot is plural. We also have this in Psalm 43, round about verse 3. But here, the first section of today's daily psalm, Dawid's vow. David's vow to build a Heikal, to build a temple. And now, as we know, and as you get to know by studying the books of Shemuel, that though that was his intention, he was not able to build that, right, according to the words of the prophet, because of, you know, all the war and the blood, right, that he had on his hands, but it was to be transferred to his son. To Shlomo, to Solomon, to Negus Solomon, to King Solomon. Yet David, even according to 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1, what did he do? He prepared. He stored up enough materials, enough of the materials, enough of the gold, the silver, the metals, the wood, the materials that would be needed for the building of that holy place. It reminds I and I of Garmawi Negusinagas and even the Gerd, the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, right, that has been built, and there's still so much war, right, over that. But those plans were the plans drafted up and prepared by even the greater David, the greater son, even by the Rastafari, Ketamawi, Haile Selassie. So here, 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 even though the psalm brings out the high hopes, right, that had only partially been realized, the disappointment, as such a disappointment in the time of the return exiles. So when the exiles had returned out of Babylon during the time of Cyrus and Darius, and we have that in the books of Ezra as well as Nehemiah, when they had returned and they saw the condition of the temple after destruction by the Babylonians and what had been done to the nation, as even when we look even this time in the post, we can say like the post majestic years and the years after 1974, 75, even to this present time, and even the condition of Ethiopia, specifically of the land grant and other areas, there is some despair that seems to creep in. There are high hopes that had only partially been realized, yet it's how the despair was avoided by that conviction, that eviction, right? Strengthened by even that trod to the gates, even the gates of Zion, avoiding that despair right here, 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 and knowing that the glorious promises made by Jehovah to David would be discharged in full. So here, here, look a Rhema tune right here, for we ride up, ride up, ride up. Bob Marley, son, Damian Marley, despair right here, here, here. Check it, check it, check it.
And I'm there.
Shaka Zulu, Bobo Shanti, Naya Pinky, Mana Mama Warrior. Despair, hey, fear and desperation, no depression can't carry ya. Despair, hey, Ayatollah Idi Amin, many lecture, Mana Masai Warrior. Despair, hey, fear and desperation, no depression can't carry ya. Despair, like burning spear and such before me. All fought for the cause and despair, hey. Huh. Enforcing all the laws and
the master of the masses. One has power, the other one lacks it. Guns of power, controlled by assets, owned by financial forecasters. Who are the masters? They are the gangsters. They are the bankers, the ones who tax us. The masses, they are us, the sheep, the people divided in classes. Go off like a Shiite bomb, and all y'all see I'm on my war paint on my face shit. My 9mm on my waist shit. I'm a problem, shoot up your waist shit. Let a few go, then I get no blazing haze again. The masters, the Wall Street war chiefs, the elitist groups. The masses, they pray to Jesus saying he will see us through. The masters are the aristocratic. The masters asking the Most High on his way here. I'm trying to stay clear, my mind is my mind as they spit.
Hey, I said, despair. Huh. Shaka Zulu, Bobo Shanti, Mana Gideon, Mana Mama Warrior. Despair, hey. Fear and desperation, no depression can't carry out. Despair, hey. Through the hands of time and cruel men, it has slew more than a billion. Despair, hey. It keep on suppressing the humble man's opinion.
Led in a Swiss cheese when the fist squeeze misled. The media misleads, scares you to the point where you miss sleep. With that said, misled with this Ruger and that shooter, submachine gun better tat through ya. Copper tops, holler points to do you something bad. Our future is misled. Three strikes, there's no school when the teacher strikes. This economy, this monopoly, with no job, just own your property. That was battle, what come natural, what survive anyhow you have to. Despair, desperation, but I have no fear when I hold this spear.
Thank you. Make some boy know something as well. God is dear, now make friends. Man I run racket, man I run scheme, man I run race, man I run dumb bends. Can't trust Sheena, Ina, Weena, I in a contact lens. Man I run from police, man I run dumb belt and dollars and now make sense.
So, eyes up to my defense. All appointed is my preference. Should have been the third, don't know what you heard. Get referred by the wrong reference. When this fear start to fence, it's a fight and a tear to fence. This time by your members and all of your limb, but it must be enough statements. When I run drugs, when I run risk, when all I run out of time and ends. When I run up and down, when I run for them life, when I run down this footprint. Nothing I go on a yard and food, they are road, then man, I think I got statements. This fear was a tool that was used to enslave man and make man servant. Escape from this fear and desperation become more urgent. Mankind needs to cleanse and wash out them soul with spiritual detergent. A distant army, a distant relative controlling the circumference. And any man move with no permission, they're feeling the circumstance of despair. Hey, Shaka Zulu, power, shanty, mana, hey, mana mama warrior.
Despair.
Hey, fear of your recession and depression can't carry out.
Despair.
Hey. In a city, you them rise it up, the skies and they can't party them.
It's fair,
hey. And anytime them clap it up, the whole city level.
It's fair,
like burning spear and such before I. Who all fought for the cause and
it's fair,
hey. They can't ignore me, no.
Avoiding that despair, seeing the high hope.
Africa. Africa.
Yeah.
Africa. Just the mention of it. Just the mention of it, man. It's like you call my name, man.
Yes,
well,
yes.
You know,
yes,
Africa,
yes,
is the motherland, and Africa is where we rightfully belong. And that is where I want to be.
Zion, 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 the mother and the motherland, but Zion and the connection with the Ark. Did you hear that right there? The connection with the Ark and the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of the Covenant. Even in today's daily psalm, preparing a place, how Dawid, great King David, in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1, states how he prepared a place for the Ark of Xavier, the Ark of the Sustainer. But how does the psalm begin off right here? Here is a pilgrimage psalm. It's going up to Jerusalem, going up to even New Jerusalem, at the city to Jerusalem, right? The Shir HaMaalot, Zikor Yahuwah, L'Dawid, Eit Kola, Unoto, Jehovah, remember to Dawid, to David, all his affliction. Affliction. What affliction. Now note here, according to the royal order, today's daily psalm, Psalm 132, and the previous day's psalm, Psalm 20, what's the theme, Chabarim? A prayer before Baal. What's the connection right here with these two psalms and what the psalm is about, even the opening? Remember to David, O Jehovah, all his affliction. War, the war, all the war, even in looking at the testimony of his divine majesty in his time, he shall shew the blessed, only potentate, only sovereign, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah. Even in seeing in his time, in that testimony, as it says in the word, in his times he shall shew, what did he shew? He show that example, show and prove that example, even of great King David, of David, all the afflictions, right? All the afflictions. The afflictions, what afflictions of David? What were the afflictions of David? All the trials and difficulties that he suffered in recapturing Jerusalem, making it secure against attack. Remember the fascisti, the fascist invasion. Remember those who delighted in war.
Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Making it secure against attack and preparing for the erection of a sanctuary. So in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 14, David is recorded as saying, now, behold, in my straits, in my difficulties, literally in my affliction, as Day's Daily Psalm, it begins off, Jehovah, remember, O Jehovah, for David, of David, Zikor, Yahuwah LeDawid, all his affliction, Eight Kol Unoto, his affliction, his difficulties. And then David says in 1 Chronicles 22 and 14, now behold, in my straits, my anxieties, my difficulties, my affliction, I have prepared for the Beit Yahuwah, the house, the Beit Ekziavia, the house of Jehovah. So we had a prayer, the previous daily psalm for the previous day here in the season, according to Royal Order Psalm 20, a prayer before a battle, right? A prayer before a battle. And then we have war. We had the difficulties. And we studied David. We see the difficulties that he had, the wars that he had to fight, the recapturing of the Ark of the Covenant, and all that had went on. Even we look into the testimony of His Majesty, and only after Liberation Day, right, 1941, there were certain plans that were planned even well before then, even during the time of the Rastafari, even as Ras Tefari. There were plans, but the frustration of those plans, even after coronation by the fascist invasion. And what's so interesting is that there ain't nothing new under the sun. In fact, when we look at the second psalm, when we look into the second psalm, we see the same sort of situations had occurred even with great King David, with that attack upon Israel's king. Is a revolt against Jah, who had willed his kingship, and how they sought that occasion, even in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 17, what does it read? And when the Philistines, you know, those fascists were Philistines, when they had heard that David was anointed king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David. They went to seek David, but then there was also that war against David, against the anointed. Thus we have in the second psalm verses like, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. They sought to do all these things, but he that sitteth in the higher heights, in the Shemaim, in the heavens, laugh. And Adonai, sure, Rastafari have them in derision. Yes, I, in that derision. So it's interesting to look at the war and the prayer before a battle in Psalm 20 and then bringing it here to Psalm 132 here in the season. Remember to David. Remember what to David? What do we call to mind? What do we remember concerning David? This is why that audio, that clip that we oftentimes kind of share right here concerning great King David, right? What's that clip right here that we share right here? You know the clip right here, David versus Goliath. We call it the David versus Goliath clip right here. And we say, I, the children say that even in the 21st century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, little David, I will defeat Goliath. But how? In fighting those wars against the haters and the enemies, even here in social media, it does prevent or delay many of the high hopes and expectations that we have to do the things that we seek to do and to fulfill the plans that have already been made. But to know this, that Jah's will be fulfilled, even here in the 21st century.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And here, give a first ear, Psalm 132 right here from the KJV.
Psalm 132. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephrata. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. 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 Crown flourish.
Yes, 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 yes. His enemies, Jah says, his enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. And going through this chant right here, today's daily Psalm 132, just another little rhema word right here, zooming in on verse 7, where it says, I will go into his tabernacles. His tabernacles. I will worship at his footstool. Now, it was interesting. I was listening to a clip of Ones and Ones of Rastafari brethren and sisterin that had that opportunity first time to go forward to Ethiopia, to the gates of Zion, and to I liberate on Haile Selassie Day and to chant Isis. And one of the brethren testified, the brother and the sister had testified how one of the priests in, I think, the Cathedral of Selassie, one of the cathedrals, had allowed them to come in and to see the throne, and how they went to the throne, and the brother was learning the royal Amharic and, you know, chanting certain prayers, certain psalms, and studying certain liturgies, and how the priest had allowed them to go in, right, to the footstool. And I thought about this verse. I said, yeah, that's what it says right there. We will worship at his footstool, right, at his footstool. It's like seeing the insignia of His Majesty, the Arma, the seal, right, of His Majesty with the two angels, right, the two angels with the seat, even the mercy seat, right, and seeing the celestial globe, right, and seeing that rod, right, the empty throne. Some say the empty throne right there. But that right there is a picture of the ark and the holy place. If you look at it full, you see the curtains. The curtains are drawn back. And when you study the tabernacle view, right, of the true Israelite worship, you begin to recognize, even in standing in the outer court, right, and one could look through, right, and see into the holy place. And in seeing into the holy place, they would see the Ark of the Covenant, even with the two Kephraim, the two Kirubim, the two cherubim, like angels standing at either side, and would see that mercy seat right there. So here, in today's Daily Psalm, verse 7, it says, I and I will go into His tabernacle. I and I will worship at His footstool. So when I heard the Rasta man and the Rastafari woman testify, you know, that the priests of Ethiopia had invited and allowed them to go in where the throne, right, that throne bed of His Majesty was. And when they saw it, the great joy and how they offered up chants and eises and essentially worship there at His footstool. How could I and I not but respond in the next verse? What's the next verse? The next verse says, arise, O Jehovah, into thy rest, thou, the I, and the ark of thy strength. Verse 9, make thy priest by his tawi, make me happy in the testimony of I and I, brother Hali Jesus. Yes, I. By Tawi, make I and I happy, and thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and make thy saints shout for joy for thy servant David's sake. Turn not away the face of thine anointed, of thy Moshiach, of thy Christos, thy Christ, even Christ in His kingly character. So here, just to share another little rhema word right here. This is from this excellent documentary. If you haven't seen it, try to grab a copy of it. It's called Hidden Empire. And we call this the Passover angel. This clip here, the Passover angel of His face, the Pinuel, the angel of His presence, the angel of His face, right here. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9. And this also connects with today's or this Shabuah, right? And this strong right here, we have Wayera. Right, Hashalush, Hakadosh, the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity, Kedush Selassie, Ba Beit Avraham, in the house of Abraham, visiting how? As these three men, right, on the Hebrew, the Shalosh and Nashim, these three mortal men.
On May 5th, 1936, Ethiopia fell to a foreign power for the first time. Five tragic years passed before the country regained its independence from fascist Italy. Since that time, Liberation Day has become a national holiday. War veterans come to Addis Ababa to pay homage to the man who led them to victory and who has become synonymous with Ethiopia. Ethiopia.
Children that will not lie. So He was their Savior. In all their affliction, He was afflicted, and the angel of His presence saved them. My people, children that will not lie. So He was their Savior. In all their affliction, He was afflicted, and the angel of His presence saved them. In His love and in His pity, He redeemed them, and He bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed His Holy Spirit. He was their Savior. In all their affliction, He was afflicted. In all their affliction, 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 He was afflicted. In all their affliction, He was afflicted. In all their affliction, He was afflicted, and the angel of His presence saved them. In His love and in His pity, He redeemed them, and He bare them and carried them all the days of all, 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 all the days of all.
In all their affliction, remember to Dawid, remember to David, remember David. All his affliction and all his affliction. Remember to David, all his affliction and all their affliction. He was afflicted. God himself, Haile him, the power himself, so to speak, if I may dear speak like this, participates. Jah himself, if one may dear speak like this, so to speak, participates, takes part in the sufferings of Amo, of his people, of Jah people. Here, this is the reading of the Kere, the Kere. The Kere is how it is said, but the sense of the Keti, of what is written in the Hebrew, is in all their adversity, in all their adversity, he was no adversary. Check it. So in the KJV, even in Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9, that the usual translation brings it out right here. And here's the connection to today's daily psalm. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. But that's the kere. The kere is how it is said, right? How it is said, how it is invoked, how it is read right there. But we look at the Hebrew directly, the Hebrew literally, bekol, tsaratam, bekol, in all, bekol, tsaratam, tsaratam, their affliction, their tsara, lo, tsar, lo, no, tsar, no, tsar. He was no adversary. So the direct reading of the Hebrew, the prophet Yeshaya, the prophet Isaiah, for Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9, would be in all their adversity, all their straits, their anxiety, their difficulties, because saratam, lo, no, tsar, no, tsar. He was no tsar. He was no adversary. And it goes on, and Malak, and the angel, Panav, some may say it's Panav in modern Hebrew, Panav, more ancient pointing, Panayo, his face, his presence, Malak, Panayo, Hoshiam, from that root that we have Yeshua to save, he saved them. Hoshiam, he saved them. O Malaka Panayo Hoshiam, and the angel, the messenger of his face, the messenger of his presence, saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bore them, right? He took them up as a parent raises a child and carries him. Right here, this is bringing to mind, just saw this earlier, right, in the light where His Majesty carrying the youth. This is how Jah carries Jah people, bringing out the affliction of Dawid, even the greater David, the greater son right here, the King of Kings. We have Yeshaya chapter 63, verse 9, where it says, in his love and in his pity, he redeemed. He redeemed them and he bore them, or he took them up as a parent. As a parent raises a child and carries him and carries them all the days of old, Paul, Yemei Olam, all the days of old, or the Olam also is forever, and carry them all the days of forever, all the days of forever. And here the Rhema word right here, here, here. Yes, I, the Rhema word here, some culture, culture, job, pretty face, job face, right, job, pineal, the pineal, the angel of the presence, the angel of the face. And heal up to brothers Menelik, heal up to brother Zia, Zaya, yes, I, heal up brother Miguel, yes, I, and of course, Ras Ayerson, yes, I. We had a reason on this right here, 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 but this also connects with this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, Wayera, Wayera, and he appeared, and Kedush Selassie, the Holy Trinity, HaShalosh HaKadosh appeared. Here we have the appearance of the Holy Trinity in the house of Abraham. And here we have the angel of his presence, the angel of his face. How were they saved? They were saved by the angel and the angel. Note what it says right here, brothers and sisters. It says that the, not a, but the angel, the angel of his face, the pre-incarnate Yeshua, pre-incarnate Emmanuel, the angel of his presence, the angel of his face, saved him. So here, yeah, pretty face. Yes, I have been you know.
Rastafari, to look upon ya, pretty, pretty face.
We want to walk the streets of glory,
shining around your throne. So not the Jet, they are the Gentiles, them to come, one come to look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going on, going on, to seeking Rastafari.
Pull up that one of justice. Hey, pull up this Rastafari, you know, man. It's hot.
I am one, to seeking Rastafari,
to look upon ya. Pretty,
pretty face. We want to walk the streets of glory,
shining around your throne. So not the Jet, they are the Gentiles, them to come. One come to look upon ya, pretty, pretty face.
Far we are going on, going on, to seeking Rastafari. Till I see at the root of David.
Hallelujah. I am Congo, I think till I see at the root of David. Chant it out. Hallelujah. I am Congo, I think till I see at the root of David. Hallelujah. I'm gonna
the root of David.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Congo, hey.
Blessed at the root of David.
Hallelujah.
I am no king. Blessed at the root of David.
Hallelujah.
With your loud voice, hallelujah.
And say,
hallelujah.
Yes, 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 hallelujah. Rastafari here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, and we've got like 37 or so minutes just giving ones and ones in the live stream or ones and ones in the hearing that will seek to call in to hear the full of full. Like to play the second version. We're going to hold it right here so we can touch more on today's daily psalm right here. We have this on a living rhythm, a living rhythm. Some of y'all know the tune when we play the tune. You'll know the tune right here, here, here. But let's ride up with the Royal Amharic first right here, within the time, within the Iowa right here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, Jah's promise. Jah's promise will be fulfilled. Royal Amharic right here. The English, yes, I, Rastafari. And the Hebrew, 3 and 1.
مزمور 131 بكنف 132 يما أرق مزمور عبيتو داوي تنقر النتون مهلو أسر لك زيافير اندمالة لهاكوب ماملاك اندتسالة بقونت وده بيتير انقوان عالقباب وده من تافيم مالقال وطاب لاينو اتشم من يتا لشفاشفتو اتشم من كلف لقونتو اتشم رفتن عالسطر لك زيافير سفرا ለያዕቆብ ማምላክ ማደሪያ ካገኝ ድረስ ብሎ እነሆ በኤፍራታ ሰማ ነው በዱር ውስጥም አገኘ ነው ወደ ማደሪያዎቹ እንገባለን እግሮቹ በሚቆሙበት ስፍራ እንሰግዳለን አቤቱ ወደ እረፍት ተነስ አንተና የመቅደስህ ታቦት ካህናቶችህ ጽድቅን ይልበሱ ቅዱሳንህም ደስ ይበላቸው ስለ ዳዊት ስለ ባሪያህ የቀባኸውን ሰው ፊት አትመኝ እግዚአብሔር ለዳዊት በእውነት ማለ አይጸጸትም እንዲህ ብሎ በሆድህ ፍሬ በዙፋንህ ላይ አስቀምጣል ልጆችህ ኪዳኔን ይህንም የማስተምራቸውን ምስክሬን ቢጠብቁ ልጆቻቸውም ደግሞ በዙፋንህ ላይ ለዘላለም ይቀመጣሉ እግዚአብሔር ጽዮንን መርጧታልና ማደሪያውም ትሆነው ዘንድ ወዷታልና እንዲህ ብሎ ይህች ለዘላለም ማረፊያዬ ናት መርጫታለሁና በዝች አድራለሁ አሮጊቶቿን እጅግ ባርካለሁ ድሆቿንም እንጀራ ጠግባል ካህናቶቿንም ደህንነትን አለብሳቸዋል ቅዱሳኖቿም እጅግ ደስ ይላቸው በዚያ ለዳዊት ቀንድን አበቅላል ለቀባሁትም ሰው መብራትን አዘጋጃል ጠላቶችንም እፍረት አለብሳቸዋል በርሱ ግን ቅድስናዬ ያብባል
Psalm 132. Lord, remember David and all his affliction, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephrata. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacle. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained the lamp for mine anointing. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown, blood 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 crown.
Rastafari, live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the hearts of all men forever. Ja.
Salam to Tainais Aling. Salam to Wandamoche. Etoche, Natoche. Salam to Tainais Aling. Greetings, brothers and sisters and mothers. Today's daily psalm from the Mezmore Dawit is Psalm Meto Salasa Hulet. Meto Salasa Hulet. Psalm 132. Superscription has it as a Ye Me'arig Mezmor. It's a song of degrees, a song of going up, as we have the 15 steps, the 15 psalms that are chanted and recited along the pilgrim's road, the pilgrim's trotting to Yerushalayim, that road to Zion, that road to Jerusalem, especially for those three times in the year, the Shalosh Regalim. So we have this themed as Yekivra Baal Mezmor, a psalm, a chant, a vocal intonation for the glory of the feast, the glory of the festival, the Baal. Yekivra Baal Mezmor. And a point of reference is Dagmawi Zena Mewa'il, Mi'raf Sidist, Kutera Arba'an, Iski Arba Hulet Deres. We have second Chronicles, Dagmawi, Zena Mewa'il, chapter 6, verses 41 to 42, as a scriptural, we can say biblical point of reference for today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, a chant, an intonation of the glory of the feast, the glory of the festival, Yekivre Baal Mezmor. Vesema'ab, Wawalid, Wamenfesik, Adus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source in Jamralen. We begin. Today's daily psalm, Ye Me'arig Mezmor, Ye Me'arig Mezmor, a song of ascent, a song of degrees. Kuter An, verse 1, Abetu, Dawitin Garnetunim Hulu Asib, Lord, Abetu, I father, his father, O Ab, Father of the house, remember David, Dawitin and all his afflictions, Garnetunim, Hulu Asib, and all his gentleness and all his humility as he afflicted his soul for his divine majesty, how he swear, Kuter Hulet, verse 2, Le Egeziavi Herindamale. How he swear to Egeziaviher to sustain of the good, the excellent Ab, le Egeziaviher in the male, and vowed to the mighty God of Jacob. Le Yaikobim Amlak in the Tesale, Kuter Sos, verse 3. Bauneta oda bete din kwan al gaba, oda mint afim al galwata. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house. Bauneta. Be ilneta wode bete din kwan al gabam, wode mint afim al ga alwata. Nor go up. Into my bed, my bed, the bed that is spread. What a mintafe, mintafe, what a mintafim al galwetam, kuter arat, verse 4. Le ayin nochim en yita, le shefa shiftochim en kalif, le gunochochim ereftin al setim. I will not give sleep to my eyes, le aynochim enyata le shifa shiftoche in cliff. No, slumber to mine eyelids. Interesting here, le gwintochim reftin al setim. Here, let's look at the Septuagint right here, right, seeing the connection of the royal Amharic with the ancient, the ancient Hebrew right here. It's interesting right here because here the gun choche, my cheeks, you know, not to give it rest, you know, when you lay down in that sense, you rest your cheeks. He says, le gun choche, reftin al set kut amis, verse 5. Le egeziavi her sifra, le yaikov amlak maderia iskagin deres below, until I find a place for the Lord, for egeziavi her sustain of the good, the excellent Av, le egeziavi her sifra, and habitation for the mighty God of Jacob, le Yaakov amlak maderia iskagen deres below. He said, right, this is what David said. This is the vow that he said. He said, until I find a place for the sustainer, a habitation, a maderia, a place for he who be, who he be, to Mader, to spend the night. Le Yaakov Amlak, the source of Jacob. Le Yaakov Amlak Maderia Iskagen, until I find Iskagen Teres below. Kuter Siddis, verse 6. Ineho, Befrata Semano, Bedur Wistim Agenyen. Lo, look. Inneho, here it is. Be Ephrata Samano. We heard of it at Ephrata. Be Ephrata Samano. Be Dor Wistim Agenyano. We found it. We found it in the fields of the wood. Be Dor Wistim. And in the forest, the fields of the wood, the forest, Bedur Wistim Agenyeno, Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Wede Maderia Ochua in the Gebalen, Igrochua Bemia Komu Beta Sifra in the Segdalen. We, I, will go into his tabernacles, or whatever, Maderiawochu, in the Gabalim. We, I and I, will worship. Will worship at his footstool. Egrochu bemiyak omu beta sefra in the segdalen. Kuter cement, verse 8. Avetu. Wode ereftihi tenes antena. Ye mekdesihi tabot. Arise. O Lord, Avetu, I Father, His Father, O Father of the house, Oede Ereftihitenes, arise, O Lord, into thy rest. Ereftihitenes, Antena, Ye Mekdesihit Tabot, Ante, the I, male and no other, Antena, and Ye Mekdesihit Tabot, and the ark of thy strength. Here in the Royal Amharic, it brings out Antena, the I, and Yemekdesih Tabot, and the ark of the eyes, Mikdash of the eyes, sanctuary of the eyes, holy place. Antena, Yemekdesih Tabot, Kuter Zetain, verse 9. Kaina pochihis it kena yilbesu kedusan nehima desibelacho. Let may thy priest kahina tochihi siddik in yilbesu be clothed with siddik, with righteousness, and make thy saints kedusan nehim shout for joy, desibelacho, be happy, be joyful, desibelacho. Kutelaser, verse 10. Sele Dawit, sele Bariah, yek abahowinna solfit atemelis. For thy servant Dawit's sake, turn not away the face, the presence, the perception of thine anointed, of thy Moshiach, thy anointed, thy Christ. Sile Dawit, sile Bariah, yek abahowin so fit atemelis. Kuta Asra and, verse 11. Egziaviher le Dawit beune tamale ayes esetimim. Indeed below. Kahodihi frey bezufanihi lai askem talo. Egzia viher, the sustainer, the good, the excellent, our Father, hath sworn in truth to Dawid. Egzia viher, let Dawid beunet male. He will not turn from it. He will not repent of it. I is a satimim of the fruit of thy body. Indihi below, like this, saying like this, saying like this. Kahodihi frey of your belly, the fruit of your belly, kahodihi frey bezufanihi lie upon the eye, male throne, askem talo, will I set upon thy throne. Kuter asra hulet, verse 12. Lejochihi kidanin ihinema yemasa tamracho wina miskrena biyateku lejochacho degmo bezufanihi lai lezalem ikemet alu. If thy children, if thy sons, lejochihi kidanin, my covenant, ihinim, and this, yemasa tamracho wina miskrena biyateku. If thy sons, if thy children, thy sons will keep my covenant, kidanin, and my testimony that I shall teach then. Yihnim yemasa tamracho wina miskreina biyet abku lijochacho degmo bezufanihi lailizlem yikemet alu. Their children, their sons shall also sit, be seated upon the I throne, for I vabezufanihi lai lezelalem yikemet alu. Kutasara says, verse 13. Egziavihir Sionin Murto Atalena, Maderia Wimatohono Zena Weddo Atalena, Indihibulo. For the sustainer, Egziavihir, the good excellent Ab, hath chosen Sion, Sionin Murto Atalena. He hath desired, he hath desired it for his habitation. He has chosen her, Zion, Sion, Merto Atalena. He has desired it, desired her for his habitation. Indeed, below. Like this, saying like this, Egziavihir, the sustainer, saying this, Kuter Asara Arat, verse 14. Yehich lezalalem marefiayinat merachataluna bezihichadralo. This is my rest forever. Yehich lezalalem marefiayinat. This is my rest, my refiaye, not for I, for Yehich lezalalem, my refiaye, not. Merchataluna, bezihichadralo, for I have desired her. Merchataluna, bezihichadralo, I here. In her, here will I dwell, for I have desired her. Kuta Asara Amist, verse 15. Arogito chuanai jigai barkalo. Deho chuanim injerat egbalo. I will abundantly bless her provision. Arogi tochuana ijige barkalo. Here, interesting, arogi toch, the old ones, the ancient ones, her ancient ones, ijige barkalo, I will bless her ancient ones. Dehochuanim injerat egbalo. I will satisfy her poor. The poor, the hochuanim, injera, bread, injera, tegbalo. I will satisfy, I will fill her poor with bread. Kut el asara sidist, verse 16. Kahinato chuanim dechinetina lebasa chualo kedusano chuam ijig desila chuam. I will also clothe her kahinato chuanim and her priests dechinetina lebasa chualo with dechinet. With salvation, dechinet of dena, with the goodness that is the goodness of salvation, dechinetin lebesachualo, and her saints kedusanochuam shall shout aloud for joy. Ijig desilachua, very much. They shall be very happy, very joyous. Ijig desilachua, kuter asara sabat, verse 17. Bezia, le dawita kendina beklalo. Lek ebahutim so mevratina zegajalo. Zia, Bezia, Will I make the horn of David, of David to bud, to shoot forth? Bezia le David, kendin abeklal. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed, for mine Moshiach, for my Christ. Le kebahutim so mebratin azegajal. Kutra asara cement. Verse 18. Tela tochnim, and his enemies. Tela tochnim, ifretin lepsachwalo. Will I clothe with shame? Tela tochnim, ifretin lepsachwalo. Be'er sugin. But upon himself shall his crown flourish, as the KJV, the Bamarinya, in the HSV, Hana Selassie version, this last phrase of the last verse, it says, Ba'arsu, Ba'arsu, Ba'arsu gin. In him, however, on the other hand, but in him, upon him, kedisanaye, my islandness, my set apartness, my holiness, ba'arusugin, kedisanaye, yababal, abebe, aviv, abebe, abib, abebe, yababal, will flourish, yababal. Tala tochnim fretin lepsachualo ve'arusugin kedisinayi yababal.
مزمور 131 بكنف 132 يما أرق مزمور عبيتو داويت نقر النتنم هلو أصر لك زيافير اندمالة لهاكوب ماملاك اندسسالة بقونت وده بيتير انقوانا القباب وده من تافيم مالقال وطا لاينو اتشم منيتا لشفاشفتو اتشم من كلف لقونتو اتشم رفتنا السطر لك زيافير سفرا لأقوم المملك ما دريا كاقن درس دلو انهو بإفراطا سمانو بدروس تماقن ينو وده ما دريا وچون قوالن اقرو تشوبا ميقوم بس فران ساقدال عبيتو وده ارفت تنس انتا ناي مقدس تابوت كهنات وچي صدق اني البسو كدوسانهم دس سيوالاك سلا داويت سلا باريا يك اباها ونصو فيت استمان እግዚአብሔር ለዳዊት በእውነት ማለ አይጸጸትም እንዲህ ብሎ በሆድህ ፍሬ በዙፋንህ ላይ አስቀምጣል ልጆችህ ኪዳኔን ይህንም የማስተምራቸውን ምስክሬን ቢጠብቁ ልጆቻቸውም ደግሞ በዙፋንህ ላይ ለዘላለም ይቀመጣሉ እግዚአብሔር ጽዮንን መርጧታልና ማደሪያውም ትሆነው ዘንድ ወዷታልና እንዲህ ብሎ ይህች ለዘላለም ማረፊያዬ ናት መርጫታለሁና በዚች አድራለሁ አሮጊቶቿን እጅግ ባርካለሁ ድሆቿንም እንጀራ አጠግባለሁ ካህናቶቿንም ደህንነትን አለብሳቸዋለሁ ቅዱሳኖቿም እጅግ ደስ ይላቸው በዚያ ለዳዊት ቀንድን አበቅላለሁ ለቀባሁትም ሰው መብራትን አዘጋጃለሁ ጠላቶችንም እፍረት አለብሳቸዋለሁ በርሱ ግን ቅድስናዬ ያብባል
Psalm 132. Lord, remember David and all his affliction, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephratah. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacle. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest. Thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointing. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown, blood 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 crown, blood
crown, blood crown, blood crown, blood crown, Rastafari, I live it. Last year, I live it. And reigned in the hearts of all men forever. Ja. 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 Ja.
Today's daily psalm, right here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, it's all about the ark, the connection with the ark, the connection with the pilgrimage, the trident to Zion, the trident up to Yerushalayim in the season. Looking forward to the fuller fulfillment of Jah's word, even if it seems as though high hopes, expectations were only partially fulfilled then, or even for I and repatriation and the land grant even now. Nevertheless, avoiding that despair by the eviction, the conviction that is strengthened by making that trod to Yerushalayim and to Zion, that the glorious promise made by Jah to David, even the greater David, greater son, will be fulfilled and discharged in full. So here, 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 today's daily psalm having as a key theme David and his afflictions, his trials and tribulations in recapturing Jerusalem, as with the King of Kings, the greater David, the greater son, the Rastafari, Kedemari, Haile Selassie, even after the fascist invasion, capturing Jerusalem, making it secure against attack, and then erecting the sanctuary and building, and the building. So here, 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 there's a key, there's a conditional here. It's in verse 12 where it says, if thy children keep my covenant, keep my covenant. So make I and I study and shew ourselves approved. What is truly that covenant, right? Is it just the locks, growing the locks? Is that the covenant? Or is that the vow of the Nazarite? What is the covenant? And my testimony, the testimony here, the T to T, the testify Tuesday, and my testimony, we're testifying to, this is his testimony. And I testimony and his testimony and keep my what testimony that I shall teach them. So we have to learn right here as we study even the Psalms right here. It says their children also forever for Iva shall sit on upon my throne. Interesting right here. Here's a Rhema word that's coming right here. We got 4 minutes, y'all. 4 minutes, brothers and sisters, going to ride up with the Midrash. Get into the Midrash, and once again, apologies, you know, technical difficulties that occurred in the first light podcast for the Rastafari Mondays. We had Psalm 20, which is a prayer before battle, a prayer before battle, and how that, interesting enough, it connects even right here, here, here with today's daily psalm. because the afflictions of David were those trials and tribulations just to create peace, fighting against the enemies, and then having that time to build and to truly fulfill Jah's will. Here we go right here. Here it's in the final message, the final church, the final dispensation, that church age that's called the Laodicean or Laodicea. Laodicea. Lio means like the people. Dikea in the Greek is like judgment. So either judgment of the peoples or judgment to the people. It says this is the final state of apostasy here in Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, and to the angel, and here in this Torah reading and feeding, we have the angel, some say the three angels, but scripture says the three mortal men, the Holy Trinity in the house of Abraham, the Shalosh Anashim. But here, the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, right, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation, iration of Hylahim. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. See, this is the final church message here of the seven ages to the fulfillment of Jah's word. Now, it's interesting, the former church, Philadelphia, that's the church of brotherly love, that's the church of he who have the key of great King David. But here, for this generation, says, because thou sayest, I am rich, and increase it with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. But check out the counsel. Even here in this rebuke, there's counsel. I counsel thee to buy of me gold. Gold is a symbol of divinity, thy divinity, tawahido, of a divine majesty, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. And white raiment, 90 seconds, y'all, calling. Yes, I, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. If you missed this, hopefully catch the replay. But he says right here, he counsels I and I, right, to do what? To buy of me gold. Gold, as the Hebrew commodities, gold is a noble element. Gold relates to divinity in man, in manifestation. Divinity and manifestation, I counsel thee to buy of I gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, even that garment, right, of the Israelites of Ethiopia, the holy Ethiopians, that thou mayest be clothed, and that thy shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anointing. But anointing what? Anoint thine eyes, seen with eye saw, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and think different, and repent, have a change of mind. But now, here is the place and the attitude of Moshiach, of Christ, even Christ and his kingly character at the end of the church age. Did you not know there is a fulfillment to the church age, a fulfillment to the church age at the end of the church age? Here we're in Revelation, the Rhema word right here, Revelation chapter right now word right here, Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, interesting, one of the titles of that man child, Teferi Tefari, Lich Tefari, Dejaz Maj, right? If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will what? Sup with him and he with me. Let's pause here. It has filled for the two hours, and here hopefully we have the full of the overflow right here. There's another Rhema word. Rhema, when we say Rhema word, it's from the Koine Greek, and it's bringing out what the Moshiach says, you know, when he says that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth. right? Proceed. It's that right now word, right? And there's a right now word right here, 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 right? Let's go to, what is it, John's Gospel, right? What does the Messiah say to I and I? Boom, right here. In John's Gospel, chapter 14, according to teaching of his majesty, said, for my part, I glory in the Bible, so we glory in he who be. We be his divine majesty, the Muhammad, how the Salah say, therefore, must glory in the Bible. Here's the promise of the Irid, the promise of the Spirit here in John's Gospel, chapter 14, in chapter 14. And so here, he says to I and I, let's just go from verse 16 and read it forward to keep the context. The promise of the Spirit, the promise of the Irid. Now, today's daily psalm has a theme. One of the themes is Jah's promise will be fulfilled. Even though it might seem as though there were high hopes, expectations, we look at, you know, the Ethiopian World Federation, the land grant, look at the ancestors, the pioneer settlers, you know, things in so-called bygone days, and we see what's going on now in these latter days. The end times of the Gentiles, it corresponds with the end of the church age. But here's the promise of the Irid, and John's promise will be fulfilled. And we'll see the fulfillment in the Irid and his truth, in the Spirit and truth. So here, John chapter 16, Johannin, John chapter 6, Sleeker, John chapter 14, verse 16. And I will pray, this is the words of Robeinu, Adonainu, Moshechenu, the words of I and I, master teacher, I and I, Lord, I and I, master, I and I, sovereign, I and I, Messiah, the King of Kings, Christ, right here, red letter. And I will pray the Father, Ha'ab. This is what the Messiah, the Son, says of the Father. So we see here in the scripts, the Son testifying, the Word made flesh testifying of the Father, the angel of the presence, the pre-incarnate, right? Now incarnate. Right, the Peniel, the angel of the presence. Yeah, I bring this out because the connection here, the Torah reading and feeding, connects with the Holy Trinity in the house of Abraham. Those three men, those three mortal men, Shalosh Anashim. So when they say that his master says, I am mortal, I found it to be interesting that these three mortal men, and one of these three mortal men, according to the text and narrative here in this fourth sabbatical study, Wayera, and he appears to be Yahweh, Jehovah, he who be who he be, in the house of Abraham, right? The house of the exalted Father, the high Father. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Here, speaking of what many refer to as a third person, as it were. Now, even that word person, we hear like the person of the Father, the first person, the second person, the third person. In the Hebrew and in the Royal Amharic, it has to do with that face, that perception, that presence. He who be who he be is the one, but how he chooses to interface or interact with his creatures, and particularly with his children and with the Beit Yisrael and with the righteous. Here, the Son testifies of the Father, and in his times he shall shew, in his majesty's time, he has testified concerning the Son, his Christ. Yes, I. Here, the Son testifying of the Father, and I will pray the Father, Ha'ab, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Why the call, chosen and faithful Rastafari, children of Israel, the children of Ethiopia, we speak about the Spirit, the Memphis Kadus, the Irid, even the Irid, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive. The world can't Kabbalah. The world can't receive the Spirit of Truth because it's caught up in the lies. But even the Spirit of Truth, the Irid of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it, the world, seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But y'all know him, for he dwelleth and indwellers. Here we have, even in the Gospels, the groundation of the Tawahido. Tawahido, the true orthodoxy, the straight thinking, the right thinking, orthodoxa, right? The right praise, the right eyes is Tawahido right here, here, here. Even the Irit, the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it, the world, seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But y'all, called chosen the faithful, y'all know him, for he dwelleth and indwelleth with you and shall be in you. Verse 18, John 14, 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So the Moshiach, the Son, is saying that he will come to I, right? And he speaks concerning the Father. So the Son testifies of the Father, and in his majesty we have the Father, Ababa Janhoi, testifying of the Son. Verse 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So therefore, no reason to despair, even though the high hopes might seem partially fulfilled, right? We maintain the eviction, the conviction, because we have that comfort. He says he will come to I and I, the Irit, the spirit of truth. Verse 19, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But y'all see me, seeing sight, because I live. Jah live, children, yea, ye y'all shall live also. Verse 20, at that day ye y'all shall know that I am in Abi, in my Father, in Abi. Interesting, the prime minister we have in this day and time, but Abi, my Father, from the Hebrew, Abi, right? Abate, right? Abi, and ye and y'all in me, and I in you. Do you hear right here? Do you see? Do you perceive the Holy Trinity? HaShalush, HaKadosh, Kedusalase, right here, here, here. He says, at that day, until that day, ye y'all shall know that I am in my Father, and ye and y'all in me, and I in you, and I in y'all. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them and guardeth them and hedges them about, to hedge them about like a garden, right? Protecting, itection, guidance, itection. He that hath my commandments. What commandments? What are we speaking about here? Well, here, Negus and Neges, Kedemawi, Halasalam.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments,
right? That's the word of Gurmawi Negus Neges, His Imperial Majesty, Ababa Janhoi. But here, the Son speaking concerning the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the One, in I and I and I. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. So one can talk about, yeah, them love Jah and blah, 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 but he gives us conditions. It's like the conditions that we find in today's daily Psalm 132. If thy children keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children also forever shall sit upon thy throne. And when we understand that there, it says in the Psalm, they are thrones, plural, thrones set for judgment with the way the tribes of Israel, the tribes of Israel go up, the true tribes of black Israel, I and I, Israel, right? Yeah, true ID. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved, get this, of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest. Remember the gold in the Hebrew commodities, so to speak, gold in the metaphysical commodities is the divine, the divinity, divinity in manifestation. That's what gold symbolized. Thus, the ark is, in a sense, the Trinity too. It's a three-in-one box. It is a box of acacia wood. But then in the inside, it is a box. It's laid over with gold. And on the outside is another box. So it's a three-in-one. Right? So this manifestation here. So it says, he that hath my commandments. So the key is the commandments and keepeth them. He it is that loveth I. Loving Yeshua I, HaMoshiach I, Adonai Jah, Rastafari. And he that loveth me, loveth Yeshua, right? He says, shall be loved of Abi, of my father. So you can't talk about like Jah love and try to get around, right? The angel of his presence, the incarnate son, the word made flesh, right? And I will love him. So the son responsa to the love, right, is based on the father loving that one. And that one's love is qualified by whether they have his commandments and keep them. And it goes on, and will manifest myself to him. Here at verse 22, John 14:22, it says, Yehuda or Judas, hold your fire, hold your fire. Listen, listen. Some of my little hasty, they hear Judas and they're bun. Hold up. Who are we talking about? It says Judas saith to him, not Iscariot. Not Iscariot. That should make one say, uh-oh. So what's going on here? Judas, Yehuda, another Jude. You know, the book of Jude, that Jude. This is just a translation here, but so you won't get confused in the translation. Another one named Yehuda, Judah, or even called Judas, saith to him. But note how John 14:22, it says right here, not Iscariot, knowing that that confusion will be in later days and time. That's why when we have to bun, right, anyone, we bun Iscariot. Even the Ethiopians and the manuscripts and church books, right, they point out the difference, the distinction, because they read this and keep this. It's not bunning out Judas in that sense, or Yehuda, or Judah, but is burning out Iscariot, that particular Judas, right? Judas says to him, not Iscariot, Adawan, Adon, Geta, Exil, how is it that thou, the I, will manifest thyself, the I self, to us, to I and I, and not to the world? Here is the billion burr, like the billion burr question, so to speak, if one may dare speak like this, right? Here's the billion burr question right here. How is it Judas of Jude, the book of Jude, not Iscariot, not the one who went out and hung himself, the betrayer, but the other Judas, right, the Yehuda, he asks Yeshua, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us? So how is it that the King of Kings in spirit and in truth, Christ in his kingly character, has manifested himself to I and I, once lost, now found, the Israelites, as Rastafari is the Israelite, first proclaim of that from back in the 30s, even before that, so, right, proclaiming I and I people as Israel. Don't get caught up in the confusion of some of the latter day denominations and so forth and so on. But how is it that you will manifest yourself, when we say Christ in his kingly character, how is it that he who be who he be is divine master, Kedemawa Hala Selassie, manifests himself to I and I, and maybe not to the next black guy or black girl? How is that? That's the question that Yehuda, right? Judas, not Iscariot, but Yehuda asked. He said, how is it that thou will manifest thyself, speaking to Yeshua, to I and I? He already told us that he is in the Father, and he tells us of the Father's manifestation, right? But he will be there, right? And if you love him, then the Father will love you because he is in the Father. Check, check. So how is it you manifest yourself to I and I and not to the world? You know, so some, as we say, some get it. But how come some don't get it? Well, the answer is right here in the glory of his majesty. One part of our glory in the Bible is majesty of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Here, we're in John, the foundation, the pillars, right? The pillars. You know, if you're going to build, you got to build on those pillars. You got to build on the foundation, the rock, Now, verse 23, Yeshua, Jesus, answered and said to him, if a man love me. You have a lot of ones that come in Jesus' name, and they say they love Jesus, right? Or they can say Jesus, or they can say Yeshua, right? But they're talking about him, right? So Yeshua gives the qualification, the conditional, the clause. If a man love me, love I, he will keep my words. Uh-oh. My what? My words. And my Father, Abi, will love him. And we, right, speaking of HaShalosh HaKadosh, Kedus Selassie, the Holy Trinity, we, Yahuwah Echad, he who be, we be the one, and we will come to him and make our abode. Get that? Our tabernacle, our dwelling, our abode, Tawahido, make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word, get this, verse 24, and the word up, and the word that y'all hear is not mine. Yeshua is saying that the word, even when we read these words right here in the Gospels, he's saying that the word that we hear, thus the word that we read right here, 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 he's saying, and the word that y'all hear is not mine, but Ha'ab, the Ab, Abba, is the Father's who sent me, who sent I. These things have I spoken to you being yet present, roll call, present with you. But the Comforter, who is the Ruach HaKadosh, Memphis Kedush, the Isle of Irit, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send. It says the Holy Spirit, the Spirit proceedeth from the Father, according to the creed, right, of the true orthodoxy, right? The Spirit, the Holy Spirit proceedeth from the Father, right, whom the Father will send in my name, right, in his name. So the importance of Yeshua, right, Jesus, of Isis, of Jesus, the importance of the name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Chan, how does the psalm Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit begin? Zikor Yahuwah le David, Jehovah, remember to David, et kola unoto, all his affliction. So bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said to y'all. Hear. Let's just conclude what we sought out this rhema right now word, revelation word, connected to today's daily psalm, connected with the Ark of the Covenant, connected with I and I trotting and I and I going up to the gates of Zion, to Adesiti, to Jerusalem, to New Jerusalem, strengthening I and I eviction, and give thanks to all the brothers and sisters that have been able to go forth, right, to the gates of Zion, right, and bring forward upful testimony and encouragement to I and I who have yet to go up and to make that aliyah up and that tribe. Here, Revelation chapter 3, just to seal up right here, Revelation chapter 3, because there was something right there about the throne. Yeah, that's the word. We're seeking to bring out the rhema word that the Holy Spirit is revealing to I and I concerning today's daily psalm 132, verse 12. The latter part, the latter phrase, their children also forever shall sit up on thy throne. Here, Revelation 3 and 20. This is the section, these three verses here, trinity of verses, the place and attitude of Christos, of the anointed, Moshiach, at the end, the fulfillment of the church age. So the last of the seven churches is Laodicea. And Laodicea, Laodicea, it represents the final state of apostasy or falling away. That's why he begins off, he says, I am the Amen. He is the Amen, right? Even before Kemet, he is the Amen before Kemet, right? He is the Amen that created Kemet. Kemet like the Gan Ba'eden, like the Garden of Eden. But then we know that they were kicked out of there too. But anyway, verse 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Knock, 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 right? If any man hear my voice and open the door. So we have the title Dead Jazmach, right? The keeper of the door, the guardian of the gate. I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. The section from John chapter 14, that's supping together, right? That's supping together, he and the Father. You loving him, you keeping his word. The Father loving you, he loving you, and they will what? They will dwell and indwell even in you. So even we in this world with trials and tribulation, not of it, guided and protected, and will sup with him and he with me. Verse 21, he to him that overcometh. Now it's interesting in the Hebrew, the word is the key word in many of the psalm, la-menatseyach. That's often translated as to the chief physician. But the menatseyach come from netzach. It means like one who overcome, like the overcomer, the winner, the overcomer, the menatseyach. On the tree of life, the Kabbalistic tree of life, we have the sifra known as netzach. Netzach, that is called victory, overcoming. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit, to seat up with me, with I, in my throne. Uh-oh. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with Abi, my Father, in his throne. Verse 22, he that hath an ear, make him hear what the Spirit, the Irid, saith to the churches. So hear, brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, just a little sample of this right here, just in theme with the reading right here and the Rhema revelation right here. A little something. He that overcome, yes, I, Rastafari.
Overcome, you know? Yeah, man.
Right at the end. No. The genius again. We.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Bring forth the Bible. And here's the midrash on today's daily psalm, Psalm 132, right here on the heavyweight dub compilation. Yes,
Shema Yisrael, hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Veit, Kof Lamed Beit, Psalm 132, Mizmor Kof Lamed Veit, Psalm CXXXII, Midrash, here from the Midrash Tehillim. Study on today's daily psalm, Psalm 132. The Lord hath made a faithful oath to David. He will not turn back from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children also shall sit upon thy throne forever. Hear, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, Kof Lamed Vet, Kof Lamed Beit, Psalm 132, Psalm 132, hear Hebraically, verses 11 to 12. Nishba'ah Yahuwah Ledawi, Amet, Lo Yashuva Mimena, Mipri, Vitaneka, Ashita Le Kiselak. Aim, Aisha Merua, Vaneka, Bariti, Ve Edotia Zo, E Lam Dame, Gamma, Benehema, Edea Ada, Yeshua, Le Kiselak. The Lord swore to David, to Dawid, in truth. Nishba'ah Yahuwah LeDawid, Amen. He will not turn back from it. Lo Yashuba Mimenah, of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. Mipriya Vitneka Ashita Lekiselak. Hear. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit. Here, the 12th verse. It, children, keep my covenant. Im Yishimru Baneka Briti. And my testimony that I shall teach, that I shall teach them. Wedotia Zo Elamadein. Dear children also, forever shall sit upon thy throne. Gam be nehema de ada yeshua likise lak. Three things were given conditionally by the Lord, by Yahuwah, by Jehovah. Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, Ha Hekal, the temple, and Kisei Beit Dawid, and the throne of the house of David. The book of Torah, Jah's direction, instruction, and the covenant with Aharon, with Aaron, however, were given unconditionally. Three things were given conditionally by Jehovah: the land of Israel, the Eretz Yisrael, the temple HaHekal, and Kisei Beit David, and the throne of David. The Sefer Torah, the book of Torah, and the Berit, the covenant with Aharon, with Aaron, however, were given unconditionally. Minnain, and the proof that the Eretz Yisrael, that the land of Israel, was given conditionally, the verses, even from Devarim, from Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 16 to 17. Hishamru lachem pen yifateh levavekem v'sartem va'ibartem Elohim echerim acherim v'hishatachewitem lahem. Take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived, and ye and y'all turn aside and serve other Elohim and worship them. He shamru lachem pen yifteh levadekem v'sartem v'ibadtem Elohim achrim v'hishtachwim hishtachu Hishatachwitem lahem, and the anger with
Chara, Zechara, and the angel Zechara, Fi Yehovah, Bachem, V'atzare etaha Shamaima, V'lo Yehem Atara, V'haedama, Lo Titen, Pena Yevulaha, V'adetem, Mi Heira, Mi Allah Aretza, Ha Tova, Asher Yahuwah Noten Alakem, and the anger of Jehovah be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, so that there shall be no rain, and the ground shall not yield her fruit, and ye and your quickly perish quickly from off the good land, from off Ha'aret Ha'tova that Jehovah giveth you. Minayin, and the proof that Ha-Hekal, that the temple was given conditionally, the verses that we find in 1 Kings chapter 6 verse 12, where it reads, as for this house that thou art building, if thou, the I, wilt walk, wilt trod in my statutes, then will I perform my word with thee, with the I, in that I will dwell therein among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, and will not forsake me, Yisrael, my people Israel. Habayita haze asher ata vone yima teleka bechukotaya v'eta nisha pataya ta'ise v'shamarta et kola mitzvotaya la leketa bahem vahiki moti eta devaria Itak asher debariti el dawi avika. Concerning this house that thou art in building, if thou wilt walk in my statutes and exercise my judgments and keep all my commandments to walk in them, to trod in them, then will I perform my word with thee, I, that I spake to David, to David, thy father. Habayita haze asher ata boneim teleka bechukotaya ve'eta mishapataya ta'iseh ve'shamarta et kol mitzvotaya la leketa bahem wa Hekimotia eta de baria itaka asher di baritia il David abika. But if you do not walk, do not trod in my statutes, then hear, according to the words of First Kings chapter 9 verse 8, this house that is so high shall become desolate, and everyone that passeth by it shall be astonished. V'habayit hazeh yihye elyon kol ha'over alayowa Yishom Vesharaka We Amru Al Ma Asa Yahwa Ka Kah La Areta Ha Zota Ve La Paita Hazeh. And at this house that is high, everyone that passeth by it shall be astonished and shall hiss, and they shall say, why hath Jehovah done thus, like this,
to this land and to this house. Where habayita hazehiye elyon kol oder alayo waishoma we sharaka we amru al maha asah yahua ka kaha la areta hazota we la bayita hazeh minyani and the proof that the Kisei Beit Dawid and the proof that the throne of the house of Dawid, of David was given conditionally, the verses that we have right here, even in today's daily psalm, even in Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, Psalm 132, Hebraically the 12th verse, that reads, "The Lord hath made a faithful oath to David, to Dawid, of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne, if thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony. Their children also shall sit upon thy throne forevermore." Nishba'ah Yahuwah le Dawid. Amen. Yishmeru avaneka v'riti ve'edoti yazor. Ilamdem gama b'nehem edei ada yeshu le kisei lak. But if they do not keep my testimony, then hear, according to the words of Psalm 89, verses 31 to 33, that reads, "Then will I visit their transgressions with the rod, and their iniquity, the antiquity, and their iniquity with strokes." Hear, Mizmor Feit 8, Mizmor Feit 8. Mizmor Feit 8, Psalm LXXXIX, Psalm 89, hear, Hebraically, verses 31 to 33, verse 31, that reads, "Im ya'azvua vanayoa torati, ua ve mishpatai lo yelechun." If his children forsake my Torah, ima ya'azavua banayo torati, and walk not in mine ordinances, uva ve mishpataya lo yelechun. If they profane my statutes, ima chukotaya ye chalelu, and keep not my commandments, uva mitzavotai lo yishmoru, then will I visit their transgression with the rod. Ua fa atia vishaveta pisham, and their iniquity with strokes. Ua vina gaima evonam. Weminai, and the proof that the Sefer HaTorah, the Sefer Torah, that the book of Torah was given unconditionally, and the proof, minayim, that the book, the Sefer of the Torah, was given unconditionally, hear, the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 33 and 4, that reads, "The law that Moses commanded us, I, is an inheritance of the congregation of Jacob." Torah tzkiwah
Lanu Moshe, Morasha, Kehila, Yaakov. Moses commanded I and I a law. Moses commanded us a law. Torah, Siwah Lanu Moshe. An inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. Morasha, Kehila, Yaakov. An inheritance of the Kehilat, the Kehilat Yaakov, inheritance of the congregation, the church of Jacob. Morasha, Kehilat Yaakov. The Minyanin, and the proof that the covenant with Aharon, with Aaron, was made unconditionally. The verses even from Bamidbar, from Numbers chapter 18, verse 1 and verse 19, that reads, "And the Lord said to Aaron, it is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord to thee, to thy eye, and to thy seed with thee, and to thy seed with the eye." Vayomer Yahuwah el Aharon, Brit, Brita melach olam hi lifnei Yahuwah leka, Ua lezareka itak. And Jehovah said to Aaron, Vayomer Yahuwah el Aharon, it is an everlasting covenant of salt before Jehovah to thee, to the eye, and to thy seed with the eye. Berit melach olam, hi lifnei Yahuwah leka, ua lezareka itaka. And also the verses from Bamidbar, verses from Numbers chapter 25, verses 12 to 13. Wherefore say, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood. Lachena emor hinni notena lau et abriti shalom ve haita lau uale zaro a chrayo brita ke hunata olama tachata asher kinei lelohayo. Vaya ka per Allah b'nei Yisrael. Wherefore say, Lachen, Amor, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace. Noten alahu et abriti shalom. And it shall be to him v'haitah lahu, and to his seed after him, ule zaroa acharayo, the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, berita kohunata olam, because he was zealous for his God. Tachata asher kinei lelohayo, and made atonement for the Bnei Yisrael, for the children, for the sons of Israel. Vayakapir al Bnei Yisrael. And here Midrash note, here to Pinchas Phineas. Phinehas, the Phineas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aharon, the son of Aaron. This is my rest,
This is my rest forever. This is my resting place forever. Zot menuchati edei ad. This is my rest forever. Zota menuchati edei ad. In connection, here, today's daily psalm is more off. Lamed Beit, here Hebraic, the 14th verse. This is my rest forever. This is my resting place forever. Zot minuchati day ad. In connection with these words, the Rabin, the Rebbinat, the scholars of Torah, they differ in their interpretation of the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 9, that reads, "For ye, for y'all, are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance that the Lord your God giveth thee. Ki lo vatem ad atta illa ha menucha ve illa ha nachla asher Yahuwah Eloheka noten lak. For ye, for y'all are not as yet come to the rest. Ki lo vatem ad atta illa ha menucha. And to the inheritance, ve'elaha nachla, that Jehovah your Elohim giveth thee, asher Yahuwah Eloheka noten lak. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, the word rest, ha menucha, menucha. The word menucha, the word rest refers to Shiloh. And why is Shiloh termed menucha, rest? Because after the conquest of the land, the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, rested at Shiloh, at Shiloh. And the word inheritance, ha nachila, 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 the word nachila, the word inheritance, nachila, refers to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, because Yerushalayim is so termed in the verse, even from Yeremiah, from Ermias, from Jeremiah 12 and 8, my heritage is become to me, to I, as a lion in the forest. My heritage has become to I as a lion in the forest. Haitah li nachlati k'aye vayar. My heritage is become to me, to I. Haitah li nachlati, as a lion, k'ayi, in the forest, bayar, haitali, nachlati, k'ayi, bayar. And also in the verse, the next verse of Yirmiyahu, of Jeremiah, of Ermias chapter, Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 9, is my heritage to me as a speckled bird of prey? Is my heritage to I as a speckled bird of prey? Ha ayit tzavuah nachlati li? Is my heritage to me, to I, as a speckled bird of prey? Ha'ayit tzavuah nachlati li? But Rav Shimon Simeon says, the word Nachla, it refers to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, because Yerushalayim is so termed in the verse, even the verse from Psalm 132, he breakly the 14th verse that reads, Zot menuchati de'ad, this is my resting place, this is my rest forever. And also in the verse from the same psalm, Psalm 132, the verse before that reads, For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. For Jehovah hath chosen Zion, he hath desired her for his habitation. Kia vahar Yahuwah b'tzion, Ivaha le Moshava Lau, for Jehovah hath chosen Zion. Ki Bahar Yahuwah b'tzion, he hath desired it, he hath desired her. Iwaha, for his habitation. Iwaha le Moshava Lau. And why is Yerushalayim, why is Jerusalem termed rest? Why is Jerusalem termed minucha, termed rest? Because the resting place of the Aaron Habrit, the resting place of the Ark of the Covenant, the resting place of the Tabot, the resting place of the Aaron Habrit, was be Yerushalayim, was in Jerusalem, Arasalam. And the word Nachla and the word inheritance refers to Shiloh, because it is written even in Joshua 18 and 10. And Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord. And there Yehoshua, and there Joshua, Yas, divided the land to the Bnei Yisrael, to Yisrael Lijoch, the sons, the children of Israel, according to their divisions. Vayashlech lahem Yehoshua gorala b'shiloh lifnei Yahuwah. Vayachalek sham Yehoshua et ha'aretz livnei Yisrael k'machlek otam. In the school of Rav Ishmael, it was taught that both the one and the other word refer to Shiloh, to Shiloh. But according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, both the one and the other refer to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it, he hath desired her for his habitation. Kia bachar Yahuwah b'tzion, iwaha limoshaba lawua, until Jerusalem was chosen. Any place in the Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, was thought suitable for the sacrifice of Olah, of burnt offering, the Olot. But after Jerusalem, Arasalam, was chosen, the sacrifice elsewhere in the Eretz Yisrael ceased to be suitable. As it is said, even here in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 13 to 14, that reads, Take heed to thyself, that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest, but in the place that the Lord shall choose in one of thy tribes, they shall now offer thy burnt offering. Hishamer leka, hishamer leka pena ta ele oloteka be kol makom asher tire ki ayima ba makom asher yivhar yahua be achada shevadeka ani lechozer. Ki ima ba makom asher yivhar yahua be achada shevadeka shama ta ele oloteka we shamata ise kol asher anoki mitzaweka. Take heed to thyself, hishamer lika, that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest. Hishamer lika pena ta'ele oloteka v'kola makom asher tire'e. But in the place that Jehovah shall choose, in one of thy tribes, ki im b'makom asher yibachar Yahuwah be'achad shebateka sham. There, sham ta'ileh oloteka. There, thou shalt offer thy burnt offering with sham, and there with sham, and there with shamata iseh kol asher anoki mitzavecha. And there thou shalt do all that I command thee, that I command the eye. Until the eternal habitation was chosen, the whole of Yerushalayim of Jerusalem was suitable for the divine, the divine presence, the divine face, the divine perception. But after the eternal habitation was chosen, the rest of Yerushalayim of Jerusalem ceased to be suitable. As it is said, even here, in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, Psalm 132, Hebraically the 13th and the 14th verses that read, "For Jehovah hath desired her for his habitation, saying, this is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I have desired her. I have desired her. Ki bachar Yahuwah b'Tzion iyawaha limoshav lahu zot menuchati yedei adam. Po eshev ki iyawitiyaha, here will I dwell. Po eshev, here, po eshev, will I dwell. Ki iwitiyaha, for I have desired it, for I have desired her. Ki iwitiyaha. Until Aharon, Aaron was chosen, all the Bnei Yisrael, all the sons of Israel, the children, the Israelites, were thought fit for the kahuna, were thought fit for the priesthood. But after Aharon, Aaron was chosen, the rest of the Bnei Yisrael, the rest of the sons of Israel, were no longer thought fit. As it is said, even here, in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 18, verse 19, where it reads, "And Jehovah said to Aharon, it is a covenant of salt,
forever before Jehovah to thee, the I, and to thy seed, thy race, thy seed with thee, with the I. And as it is also said, even in Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 25 verses 12 to 13, behold, I give to him, speaking of Pinchas Phinehas, behold, hini, I give to him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed, his race, his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting and eternal priesthood. Until David was chosen, all the Bnei Yisrael, all the sons of Israel, were thought fit for kingship. After David was chosen, the rest of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were no longer thought fit. As it is said, even in 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 5, that reads, ought ye y'all not to know that the Lord, the God of Israel, gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons, by a covenant of salt? Hello lachem lada'ata ki Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael natana mamlaka lit David ada Yisrael le'olam la'u uwa levanayo brita melach. Ought y'all not to know? Hello lachem lada'at that Jehovah, Ki Yahuwah, the God of Israel, Elohei Yisrael, gave the kingdom over Yisrael to David, to David, forever. Natana mamlaka le David ada Yisrael le olam, even to him and to his sons, by a covenant of salt, by a covenant of salt, lauwa uwa le banayo barita melach, until the land of Israel, the Eretz Yisrael, was chosen, all lands were suitable for divine revelations. But after the Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, was chosen, all other lands ceased to be suitable.
Psalm 132. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephrata. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained the lamp for mine anointing. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown, blood, 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 crown,
מזמור קוף למד בית שיר המעלות. זכור אדוני לדוד את כל עונותו, אשר נשבע לאדוני נדר לאביר יעקב. אם אבוא באוהל ביתי, אם אעלה על ערס יצועי, אם אתן שנת לעיני, לעפעפי תנומה. עד אמצע מקום לאדוני, משכנות לאוויר יעקב. הנה שמענוה ואפרתה, מצנוה בשדה יער, נבואה למשכנותיו, נשתחווה לאדום רגליו. קומה אדוני למנוחתך, אתה וארון עוזיך. כהניך ילבשו צדק, וחסידיך ירננו. בעבור דוד עבדיך, אל תשב בני משיחיך. נשבע אדוני לדוד, אמת לא ישוב ממנה, מפרי בטנך אשית לכיסא לה. אם ישמרו בניך בריתי ועדותי זו אלמדם, גם ביניהם עדי עד ישבו לכיסא לה. כי בחר אדוני בציון, יבה למושב לו. זאת מנוחתי עד עד, פה אשב כי אבטיה. צדה ברך אברך, אביוניה אסביע לחם, וכהניה אלביש ישע, וחסידיה רנן ירננו. שם אצמיח קרן לדוד, ערכתי נר למשיחי, אויביו אלביש בושת, ועליו יציץ נזרו.
مزمور متو سلاسة عند بك النف متو سلاسة هنت يما أرق مزمور عبيتو داويتن غرنتنم هلو عصب لقزيا فيرن دمالة لهاكو بمعملاك اندسة سالة بقونت وده بيتيدن قوانا القباب وده منت آفين مال قالو تاب لاينو اتشم من يتا لشفاشفتو اتشم من كلف لقونتو اتشم رفتن على سطب لقزيا فير سفرا لهاكو بمعملاك مادريا ستاقن يدرس بلو انهو بإفراتا سمانو بدروس اماقن ينو وده مادريا وچون قبالن اقرو اتشوب اميك امو بس فران ساقدان عبيتو وده ارفته تنس انت الناي مكدس تابوت كهناتو اتشيز ادك اني البسو ادوسانهم دس سيوالاج سلا داويت سلا باريا يك ابباها ونسو فيت اتمنس اقزيا فير لداويت باونت ماله عايت سلس اتمن اندي بلو كهوده فري بزو فانه لاس كمت عالو لجو اتشيه كي دانين يهنم يماس تمرات شون مسكرين بيت ابكو لجو اتشاة شون دقمو بزو فانه لاي لزل عالمي كمت عالو اقزيا فير تيونين مرتبات عالنا ما داري عم تهونو زند ودوات عالنا اندي بلو يهيش لزل عالم معرف يهينا مرتبات عالهنا بزي تشادر عالو اروغي تو اچوان اججيق بارك عالو دوه اچوان من جرات اقوال كهنا تو اچوانم دهن النتن على